Good afternoon, my dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
I remind you again that you are the beloved of God.
我再一次提醒众人，我们是神所爱的。
There's not a greater thing that can happen to any one of us.
这是能够我们一生能够蒙受最大的祝福。
Than for Almighty God.
是这位全能的神。
To set His heart on us.
将他的心意临到我们。
Focus on us as individuals.
是我们当中一个一个人他的注意
and love us.
这样子来爱我们
This means that he is prepared to provide everything that we ever need.
这就说明他已经预备好了要供应我们一切所需的
whether it's in this life or in the one to come.
无论是在今生或是在来世
all the riches of God
神一切的丰盛
are in our Lord Jesus.
都在基督里面藏着
And he has given our Lord Jesus to us.
那他将基督耶稣赐给我们。
As our brother had mentioned,
好像我们弟兄刚刚所讲的。
Last evening, our fellowship focused on this matter of our Lord Jesus being the baptizer with the Holy Spirit.
昨天晚上的时候，我们谈到我们的主耶稣乃是用圣灵施洗的那一位。
Now, there in John chapter 1 is the only place that we have mentioned.Of our Lord Jesus being the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音第一章是在圣经里面唯一一处提到，是讲到我们主耶稣用圣灵来施洗。
This is the only place we have that kind of language.
那这是只有在约翰福音第一章才用这种语言。
But to me, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to fellowship about something very, very important to us.
那从我的角度来看，这是一个非常宝贝的机会，可以从其中我们能够有美好的交通。
Probably when you read John 14, 15, and 16,
我想在你们读约翰福音十四、十五、十六章的时候
we find an opportunity that our Lord is taking advantage of.
我们看到我们主耶稣借着这个机会
to speak peace and encouragement to the hearts of 12 men that have been walking with him for more than 3 years.
要对那跟随他三年之久的十二个门徒讲平安的话，讲勉励的话。
Let's put ourselves in the place of one of those 12 disciples.
让我们先假设一下，我们好像在这十二位当中。
They've left their families.
他们离开了他们的家。
They left their jobs.
他们离开了他们工作。
And for more than 3 years, they walked with the Lord.
三年之久，他们随着我们主耶稣。
Many, many different places.
到了许多不同的地方。
And I don't think they even had the first thought that there would be a time when he would not be there with them.
我想在他们的心意里面，他们从来没有想过有一天主耶稣会离开他们。
So it's a matter now of just hours before he's going to be crucified.
那现在不过是在他要钉十字架以前的几个小时。
And out of his great and deep love for these 12 men,
因他对这十二个门徒深深的极大的爱。
After having washed their feet and they celebrated the Passover together,
洗了他们的脚，他们一同领受了逾越节的筵席。
The disciples began to ask some questions.
那这些门徒们就开始问主耶稣问题。
Because he began to inform them that he was going to be leaving.
因为这个时候耶稣就开始告诉他们他马上就要离世了。
Now try to imagine you being in that place.
现在请试着想一下你在那里的时候。
You've left your job.
你离开你工作。
You left your family.
你离开了你家。
And now you're just following him all over Palestine.
现在你在巴勒斯坦随着耶稣行。
And then just one day, it seems like out of the blue, out of nowhere.
像有一天，不知道叫晴天霹雳，他就突然这样讲。
He begins to tell you that he's not going to be here anymore.
他就告诉你说，他再也不会与你在一起了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
our Lord Jesus was keenly aware of what was going on in the hearts and minds of these 12 men.
我们的主耶稣是深深的了解这十二位门徒他们心里面的经历。
And out of his deep love for them,
因着他对他们的大爱
he began to share with them,
他跟他们分享
some important matters about what was going to happen when he was gone.
告诉他们说当他离世以后会有些什么事发生。
He actually said to them in John 15,
在约翰福音第十五章他这样说
It's to your advantage that I go away.
他说我去乃是为叫你们得益处。
Now how many of you think of those 12 men believed what he just said?
我想你们当中哪一位相信这十二个门徒会相信他讲的。
They've been following him for 3 years.
他们已经跟随主耶稣三年。
I'm leaving.
那他现在说我要走了。
It's better that I leave than that I stay.
但他说我走了，对你们反而更好。
So even though we don't have this particular phrase, the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit there, except in John 1.
虽然我们对这个用圣灵施洗这个词也许不熟悉。
There are many other places in the Word of God. This matter is addressed and is very wonderfully set before us. Now, when we fellowshiped last night about our Lord Jesus being the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, we spent some time talking about this matter of baptism. And I thank the Lord that our dear brother helped us very much this morning by giving us this illustration of how his mother used to make buns and bread. She would prepare the dough. But it was necessary to put the leaven in the dough. And to wait for that process to take place.
你要等候它发酵。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
I guess there's a number of different ways we could try to explain what baptism is and what it means.
我想我们有很多的方法来解释到底什么叫做受洗。
But using this wonderful illustration from our brother,
但让我用我们弟兄这个很好的比喻,
we see that in some way the leaven becomes a part of the dough.
你知道吗? 那个酵就成为那个面团的一部分。
It becomes identified with the dough.
那个酵就跟面团成为一部分。
After the process is finished,
那整个过程过了以后,
and the bread is made,
那面包做好了,
can you distinguish the leaven from the dough?
那你能够说哪个是酵, 哪个是面包?
That is the bread and the water that was made into dough. Can you somehow take a bite of it and say, now this tastes like leaven and this tastes like dough?
那我们做好了面包，你现在能够不吃一口，然后说，哎，这个尝起来像酵，那一个尝起来像面包呢？
It's impossible.
是不可能的。
So in with this word baptism,
那想到浸，受洗的。
It means that we are being identified with the one in whose name we are being baptized.
就是表示我们与那个奉他名所受洗的那一位合为一。
Now we haven't felt like that the Lord would have us focus on John 15.
那我。
If you want to have a fuller and richer understanding of what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, I would encourage you to go and read and meditate for a long period of time about John 15.
那我就会劝勉弟兄姐妹们花一点长的时间在那里解读，在那里默想约翰福音。
Remember how he begins in the beginning of that 15th chapter?
你记得第15章怎么开始的？
I am the true vine and my father is the vine dresser.
说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，我父是栽培的人。
Then he goes on to talk about him being the vine and we are the branches.
然后接下来他就讲说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Oh dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
the same life that's in the vine is in the branches. The branches are identified with the vine. They are incorporated into the vine.
它是跟枝子相连,
so to be baptized with the Holy Spirit,
所以这跟受圣灵,
is our blessed Lord's way of bringing us into contact with Himself.
所以借着圣灵,
in a full way. So that he can produce fruit from our lives. Now the Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to fellowship about the fruit of the Spirit. Now how can we have the fruit of the Spirit growing in a wonderful way in our lives? If the Holy Spirit is not filling our lives and has the freedom to express Himself. Because John 15 is the Lord's wonderful way. It's an illustration of what is going to happen when he goes back to the Father and the Holy Spirit is sent. The reality is he is the vine and we become the branches. Oh, my brother, I want to encourage you, go and read and meditate about this.
弟兄姐妹们，我愿意勉励你们能够去，能够默想这一章。
We as the branches desperately need him.
我们是枝子，我们实在需要葡萄树。
You know, if the branch doesn't produce any fruit,
你要知道那些枝子若不结果子,
it's cut off and thrown away. Now he's not talking about eternal life here.
我们讲的不是永生,
he's talking about producing fruit.
他是讲到结果子,
but not only does he need us,
那不仅仅是他需要我们,
we need him.
我们更需要他,
he needs us as much as we need him.
他需要我们如同我们需要他一样。
The vine cannot produce fruit without the branches.
因为那个葡萄树没有枝子也不能够结果。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
what our Lord spoke to us this morning through our brother Godwin's son,
那今天早上借着我们孙弟兄神父说,
there is just one thing that our Lord Jesus is doing from his exalted position.
那我们的主耶稣在高升以后只做一件事。
Now he may be doing many things to accomplish that one thing,
他为了成就这一件事,
but he tells us what he's doing.
那他告诉我们他做的事。
And in Matthew 16, when in Matthew 16 he said, upon this rock I will build my church. He's building the house of God. A habitation where God can be all in all. Where God can just be at rest and be himself. He
brings
to manifest himself. So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
let's consider this.
让我们好好地想一想,
if the Holy Spirit had not been sent,
如果没有圣灵的话,
the way the Father and the Son sent him,
像如同父差子一样,
there could be no church.
那就没有教会。
That's how necessary it is for you and I to come to a fuller and richer understanding of the person and work of the Holy Spirit. If you have a burden in your heart for the Lord to have his own place of abiding, then one of the most important things we can do is learn about the person of the Holy Spirit. Who he is?
他是谁?
What is his work? What does he come here to do?
他要做什么样子的工作?
And also, what is our responsibility to him? I think you gathered from our sharing last night, but I believe that too many of God's dear people have put the Holy Spirit in a place that makes it very difficult for him. Now I hope you're clear. It's impossible for you to become a child of God, for you to be born again, unless the Holy Spirit does something in your life. You can become a good person. You can do so-called Christian things. But you must be born again by the working of the Holy Spirit in order to become a child of God. So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
this is the beginning of his work. And we're going to fellowship, the Lord willing, we're going to fellowship more about what his work is.
那主若许可的话,
and hopefully we can spend some time focusing on this matter of being conformed to the image of the Son of God. I want to say it again. Listen carefully. If you don't hear anything else I say, listen to this.
我要再说, 请注意听,
predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
好像,
do you ever ask the question, why did God save me?
有没有想过神为什么,
why did he come and work in my life? And make me aware of my need of someone to help me. Why did he open my eyes to see the Lord Jesus as this wonderful Savior? Just so you wouldn't go to hell? 好叫你不下地狱吗? So you wouldn't spend an eternity outside of the presence of God? Is this your understanding what salvation is? That this is all that God is interested in? Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, God wants to do a work in us. Please listen. God wants to do a work in us. So that when he looks at us, he can say the same thing to us he said to his own son. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. In whom I am well pleased. Now he can only say that in reality. If you and I have been conformed to the image of the Son of God. But hallelujah, brothers and sisters, we've been predestined by Almighty God. A sovereign God has predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son. Why did He save you? Oh, hallelujah, it does mean you don't have this hopelessness of going out into eternity without any idea what you're going to meet when you get there. And whatever hell is, we don't need to be concerned about going there. But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们,
can I say, this is just the beginning. I know what you're saying, but Ernie, it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to know that you've been forgiven. There's a peace that passes all understanding. What can be better than this? Well, hallelujah, there's something better and something more. And I trust that every one of us here this afternoon, what Jesus described as thirsty. If any man is thirsty, do you want all God has for you? Do you want to be everything that God has planned for you to be? Then, my dear brother and sister, there's only one way. You need to know the working of the Holy Spirit. You need to learn to submit to Him. You need to know Him. You need to be able to recognize His voice. You need to know how to be led by Him. You need to learn to yield to His discipline. How in the world is He going to take us as we are? Oh, brothers and sisters, I don't know how you see this. But when I look at myself, even after 50 years of knowing the Lord, I say, impossible, Lord. Now you know I'm speaking from my perspective and not from His. But let's remember, He, the sovereign, almighty God who can do anything, has predestined us to be conformed to the image of His own Son.
你要记得那有全能有大有能力的神已经预定我们叫我们能够活成他儿子的样子。
Do you think He can do the job?
你想他能够做这事吗?
Now sometimes it doesn't look like the job is getting done.
有时候感觉上好像这工作永远不会成功。
That's because we're standing in the wrong place.
但是因为我们站的地位是对的。
We're looking at it from the wrong position. We don't see everything as He sees it.
我们跟他一样,
so that this job, this accomplishment could become a reality in our lives. The Father and the Son have sent the blessed Holy Spirit, Elon Paracleton, to be our helper. He is totally responsible to bring us to a knowing of the Lord Jesus and to continue this work of conforming us to the image of the Son of God. Any other hallelujahs beside mine this evening, this afternoon?
除了我以外,还没有人会说哈利路亚呢?
This is a wonderful reason to say hallelujah.
这是一个非常好的理由,让我们说哈利路亚。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题。
First question of the day, okay?
这今天的第一个问题。
How long would it take you? Let's say you work 20 hours a day. How long would it take you to make yourself like Jesus?
你想一天假如你有20个小时, 你要多久的时间才能够像耶稣?
How long?
多久?
How many lifetimes?
你要过几辈子?
Let's suppose you lived 100 years.
假设你活100岁。
How many lifetimes of 100 years would you have to live before you accomplish this goal?
你要活多少个100岁才能够变成这样子？
How long?
多久？
Anybody want to give me an answer?
有没有人要告诉我？
Well, I'll give you one then.
我告诉你。
Even if you lived 1,000 lifetimes.
就算你活了一千。
And you spent every waking moment that you had.
就算你有一千条命，你活的时候拼命想学耶稣。
Seeking to create yourself like Jesus.
想靠着自己磨成像耶稣的样子。
At the end of 1,000 lifetimes.
等到你过了这一千条生命以后。
You would be a total failure.
你还是不能成功。
You see why the Holy Spirit has been sent.
你知道圣灵的工作。
How does it get accomplished? That God...predestines us to be conformed to the image of his son.
那神预定我们成为他儿子的样子，到底怎么样才能够
？How does that become a reality?
这怎么样才能够成为实际
？If you and I cannot produce it ourselves,
如果我们自己不能够做的话
，then who is going to help us?
那谁要来帮助我们
？Only one.
只有一位
，Elon Parakleton.
保惠师
，the third person of the Godhead.
是神格里面第三位。
Has been sent here.With this responsibility to take hopeless sinners and conform them to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
蒙了差遣来到地上，要叫这个无助的罪人能够磨成神儿子的样子。
This is what is involved in this matter of being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这个就是在受圣灵的洗所能够成就的事。
I make a strong appeal to you.
我在这里要大大的勉励你们。
Don't be put off by these people who are saying,Have you received the baptism?
那不要被那些天天问你说有没有受圣灵洗的人。
Anybody ever asked you that question?
你有没有遇到过这种人？
Have you ever received the baptism?
你有没有受了圣灵的洗？
Now you know what they're talking about.
你知道他们讲什么吗？
Not water baptism.
他们讲的不是洗礼的水洗。
But baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他们讲受圣灵的洗。
Now brothers and sisters, don't somehow get discouraged because people do that to you.
那不要因为有人这样子问你，你就觉得灰心。
My encouragement to us is this.
我对你们的勉励是这样子。
Let's become Bereans.
那让我们好像 Berea 的人。
You know Bereans in Acts chapter 17?
你们知道使徒行传第十三章。
You remember? Paul had been in Thessalonica, and they'd run him out of the city.
保罗在铁道家被赶出去。
He came to Berea.
他到了Berea,
and you know what was said of them?
那圣经里面怎么讲？
They were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica.
他们比铁萨罗尼迦的人更尊贵。
And you know what they did?
你知道他们怎么样做吗？
They just didn't accept what Paul had to say.
他们并不是听了保罗的就信。
They went home and got their Bibles out.
他们要知道圣经讲什么。
And they said, we want to know for sure that what Paul is saying is the truth.
他们说我们要知道保罗所说的是与不是。
Now, if you really believe, like I do,
如果你像我一样
you don't have to believe it, but I believe it with all of my being.
如果你像我一样这样相信的话
that the Holy Spirit is the only one who can produce this result in our life.
那只有圣灵才能够在我们生命里面结这样子的果子
Then I plead with you.
那我就请求你们
that you find a time and a place where you take your Bible and begin to read about this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person.Called the Blessed Holy Spirit of the Living God.
你就找个时间，找个地方，拿起你的圣经，好好的来读这一位关于圣灵的教训。
I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
我可以保证你，你绝对不会失望。
And this is a way of us overcoming all this negative stuff.
那这是能够帮助我们，能够胜过那些负面对圣灵的教导。
You know, about 100 years ago,
大概在一个世纪前
there was a wonderful move of the Spirit of God in many places in the earth.
那在全地有许多圣灵的工作。
But there was a move here in the United States.
在美国也有。
It began, well, the most of it happened out in Azusa Street in California.
许多是在发生在 Azusa Street, 在加州。
And unbelievable things were taking place.
有许多奇妙的事。
And so what happened was, there was a reaction on the part of some believers to what was happening.
所以有些信徒们对所发生的事就有些回应
Because there were some very foolish things happening.
因为有些非常愚昧的事
But my dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹
The result of that was,
这个结果是什么呢
That there were, well, the Pentecostals, would not agree with the non-Pentecostals, and the non-Pentecostals would have nothing to do with the Pentecostals.
那五旬节教派的人就再也不相信不是他们教派的人，不是五旬节教派的人也不相信他们。
You know this is what happens.
然后这就是,
when we find ourselves on opposite sides of, the, of an issue.
然后在圣灵的教导上就有两个完全不同的感觉。
We don't take time to go over here and sit down with these brothers and sisters and say, would you please help me understand what you're talking about?
那在这里的人不会跑到这里来问一下说你对这里了解是什么。
Help us understand what, what's happening in your life.
让我了解一下到底在你生命发生的事情。
And neither do those who are here go over to this camp and say, why is it, what is it we're doing that's creating this problem among us?
那从这里的也不会过来说，哎，我们到底做什么事会让你们觉得这样子的不舒服。
That didn't happen and usually doesn't happen.
这它不会有这样子的交通。
So what does this camp do?
那所以在这里的人怎么样?
It builds its little place stronger.
它就把他们自己的信仰。
It reinforces its so-called beliefs.
它就更坚信它自己的信仰。
And this group does the same thing.
那么这里也是一样。
And so this group have nothing to do with this group.
所以这里的再也不要跟这个交通。
We don't want anything to do with having things to do with the Holy Spirit.
我也再也不要管任何跟圣灵有关的事。
And this other group says,
那另外一组呢?
I mean, this group says to this group, you know, you're just a great discouragement.
那就不过对他们说，哎呀，你不过是不认识圣灵的。
So there have been many, many years.
所以经过了许多的年。
Of this kind of contradiction and controversy among us as God's dear people.
在神的百姓当中就有这样许许多多的冲突与争议。
So it seems to me that the result for some people.
所以这样子我看，从我的角度来看，对某些人来讲。
I'm not trying to criticize this. I'm just trying to look at the facts.
那我在这里不是要批评，只是想描写一下这事实。
For some of God's dear beloved children,
许多神所爱的儿女,
because they haven't spent the time going into the Word of God,
因为他们到神的话语里面读,
and finding out what the Word of God says,
那看到神的话语怎么说,
rise above the argument and find out what the truth is.
所以就能够超越了这些争议，知道什么叫真理。
So rather than doing that,
所以,
what some of us have done is build a little room in the back of our house.
但是有些人不这么做，他在自己的房子后面盖了一个小房间。
And this is where we tell the Holy Spirit he needs to stay.
然后我们就告诉圣灵你要住在那里。
Now maybe this is not your way of illustrating it.
那希望这不是我们当中的光景。
But brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
my observation is this.
我的看法是这样子。
The Holy Spirit doesn't have the place that he deserves since he's God. In the lives of us as God's people.
在神的百姓里面，圣灵并没有得到他应有的地位。
Now we plan, the Lord willing, to fellowship both about the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit.
那主若许可的话，我们会继续交通那圣灵所结的果子跟圣灵的恩赐。
So I want us to have our hearts open.
所以盼望我们的心是打开的。
To simply receive the truth that the Word of God has to tell us.
能够领受神话语所告诉我们的真理。
So that we can be a people who really have a clear understanding of who He is.
所以我们能够成为一个真实明白圣灵的百姓。
We're not embarrassed to talk about the Holy Spirit.
我们不会觉得不好意思。
We're not afraid to sit down and have an open conversation with others who may disagree with us.
我们不愿意跟那些不同意我们的人坐下来讨论。
And brothers and sisters, maybe the Lord has something to teach us.
弟兄姐妹们，也许神可以借教导我们。
From some other brothers and sisters.
从那些与我们看法不同的人身上来教我们。 那我们需要就坐下来跟他们谈。
Well, that one doesn't cost you anything. Those 30 minutes is free, okay?
所以这个没有叫你们花钱，这30分钟。
This was not what I planned to share this afternoon.
这并不是我本来计划要分享的。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
the Holy Spirit brings everything from God that we need and we can experience.
那圣灵将我们所需要，我们所能够经历的各样的事情，从神那里带给我们。
Last evening we began to fellowship about who the Holy Spirit is.
昨天晚上我们讲到圣灵是谁。
And we only got about halfway on our list of 12 things.
我讲说有12件事，我不过讲了6件。
But I just want to go over a few of them this evening, the last few.
那我要讲剩下的6件。
So that we have a clear understanding of what it means to be baptized with, to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做受圣灵的洗，被圣灵充满？
When we get to Acts chapter 2, if we ever get there this afternoon,
如果我们今天下午有机会看, 使徒行传第二章的话,
I think it's very valuable for us to make a distinction between being baptized and being filled.
我觉得我们如果能够分清什么叫做受洗，什么叫做充满。
Our brother Sean has already read those verses. And our sister also read them in Chinese.
我们的弟兄，我们的姐妹都已经念了这些经文。
But you know, back in chapter 1 of Acts,
你知道使徒行传第一章,
the Lord Jesus informed his disciples
主耶稣告诉他的门徒,
that just as John was the one who baptized with water, there's going to be a baptism with the Holy Spirit.
约翰是用水施洗，但是有一位用圣灵施洗的。
But when you get to Acts chapter 2,
但你到了使徒行传第二章,
when you get to verse 4,
第四节,
it does not say, and they were all baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那你并没有讲到说他们都受了圣灵的洗。
What does it say? Look, verse 4, chapter 2 of Acts.
请你看一下使徒行传第二章第四节。
What does it say happened to those 120 believers?
那你讲到那120位信徒们怎么样的?
Does it say they were baptized? Is that what's in your Bible? Does it say they were baptized?
你们圣经是不是讲说他们受洗?
What does your Bible say?
你们圣经怎么说?
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们是被圣灵充满。
Now what's the difference between being filled and being baptized with?
那么被圣灵充满跟受圣灵洗差别是什么?
Well, I think one is objective and the other is subjective.
那我觉得一个是主观的，一个客观的。
One is what Jesus does, the Lord Jesus does as our high priest.
一个是我们主耶稣是大祭司所做的。
He does the baptizing.
他施洗。
But we experience that by being filled.
但我们经历的是被充满。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
the question is, how much do we want to be filled with who the person of the Holy Spirit is?
所以我们的问题是我们有多少愿意被圣灵来充满?
So let me just quickly mention who the Holy Spirit is.
让我们快快来讲一下,
just a few, and I hope this is enough to encourage you to go get in your Bible for yourself.
我们只讲一点, 希望能够鼓励弟兄姐妹去读圣经。找一个汇编。
You young brothers and sisters, there's lots of help on the computer.
电脑里面有很多读经的方法。
You don't have to get to a Bible, you know, carry one of those big Strong's concordances around. You have it all on a very small disc. You can look up in the New Testament every place the Holy Spirit is mentioned.
You
take a time, maybe you may take a month.
And
every day read some of those references to the blessed Holy Spirit. And I know that you will come away from such discipline with a fuller, richer understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and what He's come here to do.
如果你这样子做的话，我深信你会更深、更多的知道圣灵的工作是什么，他是怎么样一位。
In John chapter 14,
约翰福音第十四章,
when the Lord Jesus is seeking to encourage these 12 men, He tells them that the Holy Spirit, Elon Parakleton, is the Spirit of Truth.
他告诉我们说，那个圣灵，那个宝会是真理的。
At least three times in those verses in John 14, 15, and 16, the Lord Jesus refers to Him as the Spirit of Truth.
在十四、十五、十六章里面三次讲到了真理的灵。
Now, can I ask another question?
我可以再问你们一个问题吗？
Is there something wrong with being filled with truth?
那被真理充满有什么错吗?
What did our Lord Jesus tell us would happen if we knew the truth?
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们若认识真理会怎么样?
In John chapter 8,
约翰福音第八章,
you shall know the truth.
你们必知道真理,
let me hear.
然后,
and the truth will set you free.
真理必叫你们得自由.
No hallelujahs, huh?
没有人讲hallelujah.
I say hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们,
we have believed so many things that are lies. Our enemy and God's enemy is the father of lies. And we have believed a lot of these lies. And they negatively influence who we are and what we do. How are you going to get free of these lies? Oh, hallelujah, my brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And if you're filled with Him, then it means He's going to be the Spirit of truth in you. And reveal the truth to you. And the lies will begin to dissipate, to go away. And you will be transformed. Your mind will be renewed. In Romans chapter 8, Paul refers to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of life.
在罗马书第八章，保罗讲到，圣灵是生命的灵。
You remember what he says in verse 1?
你知道他第一节
讲 There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
若有人在基督里，就不再定罪。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death.
因为那是生命圣灵的律已经在基督里释放了我。
What is God's solution to our situation?
神对我们的光景的
处方是什么？ You know, naturally, we are in a very impossible situation.
你要知道我们的光景非常可怜。
We've already fellowshipped about it.
我们已经讲过。
How are we going to change ourselves?
我们怎么样才能改变自己？
Are you pleased with who you are and what you are?
你对自己很满意吗？
Are you satisfied with some of the things that you do and some of the things that come out of your mouth?
你对你自己做的事说的话都很满意吗？
How about your thinking?
你的想什么？
Are you totally pleased with what goes on in your mind?
你对你自己心意所想的都很满意吗？
Do you like the thoughts that you have sometimes?
你到底想些什么？
Do you like them?
你喜欢吗？
What is your hope?
那你的盼望呢？
How can this be changed?
你怎么样改变这个？
One way, brothers and sisters.
只有一个办法。
God puts His own eternal life inside of us.
神将他永远的生命放在我们里面。
Who brings that eternal life?
谁将这生命赐给我们？
The Spirit of life.
是生命的。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
He is the Spirit of life.And when He comes in and takes up residence and has the freedom to work in our lives, He brings the life of God in a fuller measure into our lives. And as we begin to respond to that life, we begin to change. It's the Holy Spirit doing it. But He requires our cooperation.But brothers and sisters, I want to plead with you with all the energy I have.
弟兄姐妹，我真是要极力的劝勉。
Don't think of eternal life is only that which is going to happen to me in eternity.
不要想到说永生只是等到你在永远里面的生命。
You receive eternal life.
你已经领受了永生。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus.
当你信主耶稣。
The Holy Spirit is the one who takes that life and puts it into your spirit.
因为圣灵已经将那个生命放在你的里面。
It does mean you're going to live forever.
并不代表你活到永
远。Hallelujah! It means a lot more than that.
因为比那更多。
It means that in that life there is the capacity to transform us, to change us.
所以在这个生命里面，它有能力能够改变我们。
You want to be filled with the Spirit of life?
你要被生命充满吗？生命的灵充满吗
？I hope you do.
我盼望你是这样子的。
In Hebrews.Chapter 10.
希伯来书第十。
The Holy Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of grace.
圣灵被称作是恩典的灵。
Now here's another question for you.
这是又是一个问题。
Do you find that you need grace?
你发现你需要恩典吗？
You need grace? You understand what grace is?
你需要恩典，你知道什么是恩典？
You know, when you look at Ephesians chapter 2.
你看以弗所书第二章。
Paul talks about the great love of God with which He has loved us.
保罗讲到神用他的大爱来爱我们。
But if you follow that river,
但是如果你跟随这条
you discover it divides into two.
这条大流走，你发现它分成两
个。One of the rivers is called grace,
一个分支叫恩典。
And the other river is called mercy.
另外一个分支叫做怜悯。
Now if you will stop and let the Holy Spirit clarify for you, what is the difference between grace and mercy?
所以让我们停下了圣灵来帮助我们了解什么叫做恩典，什么叫怜悯。
Now we discover we need both of them.
我们知道我们都需要这两个。
Not just mercy, but you need grace.
不仅仅知道要怜悯我们。
But hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
但 hallelujah, 亲爱弟兄姐妹。
Our heavenly Father is the Father of mercies.
但我们的父是有恩有怜悯的父。
Now what does that mean?
是什么意思？
He's the Father of mercies.
什么叫做他是有怜悯的父？
Mercy is when God doesn't give us what we do deserve. You know what you deserve.
我们所当得的,
if you only take, even those of you who have only lived a few years,
虽然你只四到年岁,
and you accumulate and put all together the things that you have done to violate the will of God.
但是把你自己违反神心意的事情累积起来的话,
what do you deserve?
那你所配得的是什么?
You deserve the severest judgment of God. That's what you deserve.
我们所配得的是神的审判。
There's nothing you can do about it.
而且你一点办法也没有。
What are you going to get? What are you going to give to him?
你要将什么给他?
How are you going to convince him?
你要怎么样来说服他?
Not to judge you.
好叫他不来审判你。
But praise our wonderful God.
但感谢我们的奇妙的神。
He's a God of mercy.
他是有怜悯的。
So he holds back his judgment.
所以他不将他所临到的审判。
That's his love. Even though we deserve it,
虽然我们所当得的审判,
he doesn't manifest it.
但他不将这审判临到我,
he doesn't manifest his judgment.
他不将这审判实现出来,
he holds it back.
他把它收起来,
and with the other hand,
但他另外一只手,
he manifests grace.
他将他的恩典彰显,
so what is grace?
什么叫做恩典?
Grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve.
恩典就是神给我们所不配得的。
Now let's take a couple of minutes this afternoon. Mercy is when God doesn't give us what we do deserve. When He doesn't judge us, that's His mercy. Grace is when He gives us what we don't deserve. What do you deserve as a rebellious sinner?
既然是一个悖逆的罪人,
you deserve his judgment. But he doesn't give you that. He gives you forgiveness. He gives you a full salvation. He gives you the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of grace. To help you do what you can't do yourself. You know, John in his Gospel in chapter 1.
你知道约翰福音第一章,
verse 14 says, and we beheld him. Let's see.
第十四节,
the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory.
道成了肉身住在我们当中,
glory is of the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth.
充满了恩典与真理,
full of grace and truth.
充满了恩典与真理,
and all his grace. We have all received grace upon grace. Isn't it so wonderful?
这不是很奇妙吗?
That as the Spirit of grace, He just doesn't give us grace. But on top of the grace, He gives us more grace. Grace upon grace upon grace upon grace.
恩典加恩典加恩典加恩典。
We are encouraged to go to the throne of grace. We can go there any time.
我们能够随时来到至圣宝座面前。
24/7.
You
can go directly, no matter where you are.
不管你在哪里,
if you're being tempted, if the enemy's coming and tempting you,
如果仇敌来引诱你,
where can you go?
你到哪里去?
Hallelujah, you can go to the throne of grace.
Hallelujah, 你能够在宝座面前。
Blessed Lord, I need help.
你跟他说,
I need grace.
我需要恩典,
I want this free thing that you give.
我需要你所赐给我的白白恩典,
so brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹,
who is it who communicates this grace to you and me as God's dear children?
如同神所爱的儿女，到底谁能够将这样的恩典从神那里带到我们身上？
Elon Paracleton,
就是那宝惠师,
the blessed Holy Spirit,
那蒙福的圣灵,
He is the Spirit of grace.
因为他是赐恩典的灵。
So please, if you want to be full of grace, make it simple.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 你要充满恩典吗? 很简单。
Tell the Lord Jesus, you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是告诉主耶稣你要被圣灵充满。
You want Him to flood your being.
叫他能够满意了你。
And you'll discover all the grace you need in any given situation.
在无论在什么样子的光景, 你都会得到你所需要的恩典。
Now, when Paul is praying for the Ephesian believers in Ephesians chapter 1,
当保罗对以弗所的圣徒在以弗所书第一章祷告的时候,
he prays that God would grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
他祷告求神赐给他们世人智慧与启示的。
Now, in most of the translations, it's with a small s. It's It's not the big S that we usually use when we're referring to God.
在大部分的翻译里面，圣灵那个开头的字，它是用小写的，是说明不是圣灵。
I believe it was a mistake by somebody.
但我觉得这是一个错误的翻译。
I think the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我觉得这里所讲的就是圣灵，圣灵是智慧与启示的灵。
Now, another question.
又有一个问题。
You ever need wisdom?
你有没有需要智慧的时候？
You ever need to know what is the right thing to do?
你有没有需要知道什么是对的事？
You ever faced with a situation that you just are not clear, but you need to have wisdom as to what is the right thing to do?
是不是有的时候你会遇到要做一个决定，但你不知道怎么做才对，怎么才是对的？
Well, if you're like most of us, we encounter this kind of situation almost every day.
我想大部分的人每天都会有这样子的事。
We need wisdom.
我们需要智慧。
Now, is our God the all-wise God?
神是不是蛮有智慧的神？
And hallelujah, what Paul says in Colossians chapter 2.
所以保罗在哥罗西书第二章讲的。
All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are located in him.
一切的智慧的知识的丰富都在他里面。
Who is the him?
是他是谁？
Who is Paul talking about?
保罗讲的是谁？
He's talking about the Lord Jesus.
他是讲到主耶稣。
All the treasures.
所以一切的丰富。
But who is the Holy Spirit?
那圣灵呢？
Is he the Spirit?Of Christ?
他是基督的灵。
Is he the spirit of Jesus?
他是耶稣的灵。
Is he the spirit of wisdom and revelation?
他是智慧与启示的灵。
And he is there prepared to give us the wisdom we need.
所以他预备好了要赐给我们我们所需要的智慧。
Now, I know probably some of you think I'm exaggerating.
我想你们当中可能有些人
And I promise you, I don't intend to ever exaggerate.
我可以保证，我绝对没有夸大的意思。
If I do, you can come and bring correction to me.
如果这样的话，你可以来纠正我。
But here's what I want to say.
这是我要讲的。
Elon Paracleto.
圣灵保惠师。
The Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
The Spirit of Truth.
是真理的灵。
Knows everything about everything.
他知道一切能够知道的事。
You want to challenge me?
有没有人要挑战我？
He knows everything about everything.
他知道一切一切的事。
That means there's not anything he doesn't know.
他没有一件事情他不知道。
There's not one thing he doesn't know what to do.
没有一件事他不知道该怎么做。
And he wants to be in us to be that to us.
所以他在我们的里面也要成为我们的帮助。
Take the situation of parents wanting to be know how to take care of their children.
所以我们讲到像做父母的要知道怎么样来管教。
Do you think he is prepared that is the indwelling spirit is prepared to give us the wisdom to know what to do in almost any I mean in everysituation that we encounter with our children?
你想我们在我们内住的圣灵会不会在那里想帮助我们要赐给我们到我们要管教儿女时面对各样事情所需要的智慧呢？
But brothers and sisters, if we don't see the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of wisdom,
因为弟兄姐妹们很多时候我们不了解圣灵的智慧启示的灵。
We room in the back of the house,
我们把它放在屋子后面的小房间里。
Then what do we do?
我们怎么做？
We try to figure it out on our own.
我们想自己要想办法。
We got to use our wisdom.But we call somebody else to use their wisdom.
所以我们问别人问他们的智慧。
Now doesn't mean that we don't ever communicate with other brothers and sisters.
这并不代表我们不当与弟兄姐妹。
But brother and sister, even you young ones,
那弟兄姐妹们，
you need to think for yourself.
在你的里面有智慧。
That the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
因为圣灵是智慧启示的。
What our dear brother shared with us this morning about the vision of the house of God.
因为我们弟兄今天早上所讲到的那个神的家的意象。
Now maybe some of you said, well, this goes way over top of my head.
有的人也许讲说，哇，这个我实在。
And you know, those of us who have gray hair and we start talking about vision.
你知道我们这些有白头发人喜欢讲到意象。
We give them the idea that the only people who can see this vision are those who have gray hair.
所以有的人会觉得说，只有这些白头发人。
I want to say to you, young brothers and sisters.
但年轻的弟兄姐妹们，我这样说。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵
is the only one who can give you revelation.
是唯一能够给我们启示的。
And he is prepared to do it for you.
他要给你，他要这样做。
But you need to put yourself in a place.
所以你要把你自己放到一个
地方。You need to believe that he is this.
我们要能够相信他
能够做。And we need to learn to come to him and let him communicate this revelation to him.
我们要能够来到他的面前来，让他将这样的启示给我们。
You know, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
In the Old Testament.
在旧约的时候。
The priest wore an ephod with a little pocket on the front.
那祭司还要带那个以法，在这里有一个牌子。
And inside this pocket were two stones.
哦，那有小袋，小袋子里面有两个石头。
Urim and Thummim.
乌林跟土明。
Okay, you remember? You read about it?
你们记得吗？读过吗？
So when they needed to discern what the will of God was, they would go to the priest, the high priest. And we don't exactly know what happened, but he would take these stones out, and somehow God would communicate his mind.
那我们不知道他到底怎么做的，但是大祭司拿出乌灵土明来，然后他就知道神的旨意。
Now, we are under the new covenant.
那我们在新约里面。
Do you think it's better to be under the new covenant or the old covenant?
你觉得是在旧约里面好还是在新约里面好？
I prefer the new one.
我喜爱在新约里面。
If you want the old one, then you go back. And you find somebody who has the Urim and Thummim. And they'll discern what the will of God
is.
But hallelujah, we have been in our hands today. We have available to us the Word of God and the indwelling Spirit. And when those two work in cooperation with each other, God reveals what He wants us to see. You can't have one and not the other. You need, if you have the Word of God, you need the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the truth of it.
你有了圣经，你需要圣灵将真理启示出来。
I don't care if you have 12 PhDs.
你就算有12个博士。
That does not qualify you to understand this book.
你还是没有办法了解圣经。
Matter of fact, it may even get in the way. Because if you have somehow believed that with your 12 PhDs you are qualified, you are disqualified. But our blessed Lord through the Holy Spirit is prepared to reveal to babies, to young children, to young people the truth that they need to know here and now. So that they can be an effective functioning member in the body of Christ. So you can do what our brother has been fellowshipping with us about. How to conduct yourself in the house of God? Well, the Lord has provided His Word and the blessed Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't work without the Word, and the Word doesn't come alive to us without His working. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 5,
罗马书第五章第五节,
Paul says
保罗说,
that the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Spirit who has been given to us. Now let me encourage us to be very honest at this point.
那我鼓励弟兄姐妹们,
do you think you're able to love the way our Lord requires us to love? Are you able to love your friends, your brothers and sisters in Christ the way Christ loved you?
你能够爱你的朋友，那些在地主里面的弟兄姐妹，爱他们如同基督爱你吗？
You find that you're able to do it on your own strength?
你觉得你靠你自己的能力可以做吗？
Or your own abilities?
你自己的做法？
If you're really honest,
如果你很诚实的话,
you have to admit
我们就会承认,
you're a failure when it comes to this matter.
在这件事上我们是失败的。
But who is the Holy Spirit?
但圣灵,
He is a spirit of love.
他是将神的爱浇灌在我们心里的。
He floods our hearts
他叫我们的心能够满意,
with the very love of God.
能够满有神的爱在我们心都满意,
not human love, not natural love,
不是一个天然的爱,
but the love of God.
而是神的爱。
And therefore, He wants to enable us
所以他要叫我们能够这样子,
to love the way the Lord Jesus asked us to love.
能够爱好像我们主耶稣爱一样,
in the same way that He's loved us.
能够爱别人如同主耶稣爱我们。
Now, if you had really tried to do this,
如果你想这样做的话,
you discovered,
你就会发现,
as far as you're concerned, it just doesn't work.
只靠你自己是没办法的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
do you want to be baptized with love?
你要受爱的洗礼吗?
You want to be filled with the love of God?
你要被神的爱充满吗?
It's the Holy Spirit
有圣灵,
who brings that fullness of love into your life.
能够将这丰富的爱带到你生命里面。
And then in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8,
然后使徒行传第一章第八节,
the Lord Jesus says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
主耶稣说圣灵降临到你们身上你们就必得着能力。
Now this is what creates some problems for some of God's dear people.
那这个就是对五旬节的百姓们引来一些问题。
Some of those who claim to be filled with the Holy Spirit
因为有些人自称被圣灵充满。
Go around doing things, or at least attempting to do things.
他就跑来跑去，想做一些事情。
And making foolishness of themselves.
在非常愚昧的事情。
And bringing a bad testimony to the Lord Jesus.
那为主做了非常不好的见证。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
The God that we have come to know through faith in the Lord Jesus and through the working of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们所认识的主是。我们所认识的神是借着主耶稣认识。
Is a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we can ask or think.
他所能够成就的事是远超过我们心里所能所求所想的。
This is Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
这以弗所书三章二十节。
Paul says, "Now unto him who is able."
保罗这样说，不是那定义的。
To do exceedingly abundantly beyond.
唯有他能够成就那一切超过。
Do you hear what this brother said?
你听到没有？
He saw something so big.
这位弟兄讲到。
There were not enough adjectives and adverbs to describe what he saw.
他看到非常奇妙的事情，没有什么动词。
Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond.
那位能做极多极大的事情。
This is a God.
这是我们的神。
That has revealed himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在耶稣基督身上所启示出来的。
This is the God who has sent the Holy Spirit to us.
是这位神将圣灵赐给我们。
To be the Spirit of power.
叫他成为有能力的灵。
To give us the power we need, the ability we need when we are seeking to do the will of God.
给我们这样子的能力，叫我们能够行神所喜悦的事。
I'm sad sometimes when I have to share some of this because it sounds so judgmental and so critical.
有的时候每次我要分享这些事实，其实我很难过，因为听起来好像我很批评人了，很论断人。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们，
do we really believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all?
我们真的相信神能够成就远超过我们所求所想的吗？
Do we really believe that?
我们真的相信吗？
Then why don't we start believing him to do something about our physical situations?
那我们是不是能够相信他在我们的肉身能够做事呢？
See, somehow again, we've relegated a ministry of the Holy Spirit, a gift of the Holy Spirit, to the medical profession.
所以我们将圣灵能够做的工作给了医生做。
Now, you know there's a crisis in this country.
我们了解在这个国家有个危机。
About this whole matter of health care.
就是
you know, when I,
健康保险的危机。
When I was about 13, 14 years old,
你知道我十三十四岁的时候，
my mom, there were six children in our family.
我们家有六个小孩。
And we had no insurance at all.
我们保险，什么保险都没有。
Now I know, the older you get, the more you want to go back to the beginning, okay?
我知道人老了呢，都喜欢小时候。
Back there.
你以为小时候比较好。
But you know what I think may have been happening?
那么我你知道发生什么事吗？
Somehow we have been overcome with fear.
因为我们实在充满了害怕。
Fear affects some of our most important decisions.
那这个害怕就影响了我们做决定。
And so the world has dictated to us that you have to have all of this healthcare coverage.
所以这个世界就控制了我们思想，让我们觉得我们需要这一切一切的。
And it costs us hundreds of dollars every month.
那每个月几百块几千块。
Thousands of dollars a year.
一年都要上千。
Now, here's what my appeal is.
那这是我所要请求的。
Let's find out if the Lord still is in the business of healing physical bodies.
那我们看看到底神今天还不会做医治的工作。
Now you know I'm not asking us to be foolish.
那我在这里不是叫你们做愚昧的人。
But I am asking us to take a good, honest look at this matter.
但我是要叫我们实实在在来看一下。
When we get to the gift of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12,
当我们看到哥林多前书第十二章的时候，
one of the gifts is the gift of healings.
当中讲到一个恩赐是医治的恩赐。
My understanding is,
我的了解是
that these gifts that Paul mentions in 1 Corinthians 12,
保罗在哥林多前书第十二章
are manifestations that were meant to be used.Throughout the entire time until our Lord Jesus comes back.
这些恩赐是赐给我们一直等到主来再来的时候。
The Holy Spirit has not gone out of the business of providing those who can be used as instruments of healing to the physical bodies of God's people.
圣灵并非停止了工作，不在我们当中继续使用人，能够来医治。
Now I put myself in a very difficult place this afternoon.
我知道今天下午我自己把我自己放在一个非常困难的地方。
Because I can't point to a place and say, go over there and meet with those brothers and sisters and see what the Lord has taught them about this matter of the healing of the physical bodies.
因为我在这里不能够告诉你们，指出一个例子来说，你们去那里问这个弟兄，问那个弟兄。
Because it's been so neglected.
因为大部分人都不知道,
and even criticized by some of God's dear people.
是很多神所爱的百姓甚至批评这样的做法。
Then we start going someplace else.
所以我们只好去别的地方。
To receive our healing rather than to the Lord Himself.
不再是从主那里领受医治。
Now, don't you believe for one second that I'm saying that we're not supposed to go to doctors. That's not what I'm saying.
我的意思并不是说我们不应当去看医生。
I plead with you, don't interpret what I'm saying that way.
这不是我的意思。
But where should we go before we go to the doctor?
但我们在去医生之前应该先去哪里?
Where, my brothers and sisters?
到哪里去?
Where should we go first?
哪一个地方是我们先去?
Do we belong to him?
我们是到底有没有谁的?
Is God concerned about our physical being?
那神是不是关心我们的肉体?
Does he not want to sanctify us spirit, soul, and body?
他不是要叫我们灵魂体全然成圣?
Is he still in the business? Is he still able?
他是不是还在做这件事?
To bring healing to our physical conditions?
使我们的肉体能得医治呢?
Then how does this get manifested?
那这个怎么样彰显出来?
Through the blessed Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
He manifests the power of God.
He's
the one who proves that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond. Now that's the review from last night. Now we need to get to our fellowship about this afternoon about Pentecost and its blessings.
现在我们要来讲一下关于五旬节。
So let's quickly read those first four verses of Acts 2 again, okay?
让我们再读一下《使徒行传》第二章的头四节。
You know, my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，我们要知道,
the book of Acts is the second volume. Luke's Gospel is the first volume.
使徒行传是路加所写的第二卷书，第一卷是他所写的福音书。
Luke tells us in chapter 1, verse 1.
路加在第一章第一节告诉我们,
the first account, this is Acts 1:1, the first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and to teach.
他想说,提阿非罗啊,我已经做了前书,论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
Where do we find that account?
在哪里找到所教,
in the Gospel of Luke.
这是讲前书,
writing volume 2.
现在是第二卷,
of what Jesus continues to do,
是指的耶稣继续所做的事情。After he was crucified, after he was buried,
after he was resurrected, and after he ascended.
是讲到耶稣被钉死埋葬复活升天以后所行的事。
The Acts is a history.
使徒行传是个历史,
of the Acts of the Holy Spirit through God's redeemed people for the next 30 years.
是指的是升天以后圣灵在神的百姓所行的事情。
That is after the 30 years after our Lord Jesus has ascended.
是主耶稣升天以后30年内的事。
Luke has recorded the information he received.
那路加将他所领受的信息记在这里。
About what happened. And so he tells us what happened when the disciples were told by their Lord to go back to Jerusalem and to wait. And they gave themselves to prayer. They were one heart and one mind. Now, my brothers and sisters, it was a miracle that 120 brothers and sisters could be of one heart and one mind.
弟兄姐妹们,要120的人能够一心一意,那是奇迹。
So they went back, they waited.
Now,
as far as I can see, the Lord didn't tell them how long they needed to wait. He just told them they needed to go back and wait. And Acts chapter 2 describes for us What was the result of their waiting?
所以使徒行传第二章这里讲到他们等候的结果是什么?
So let's read it again.
让我们再读一下。
And when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place.
五旬节到了,门徒都聚集在一处。
And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
忽然从天上有响声下来,好像一阵大风吹过,充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来,分开落在他们个人头上。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance.
按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Now, this, as far as I can see,
这到我看来,
is a record of our Lord Jesus from his exalted position.
这里记得是我们主耶稣高坐在父神的右边。
You know, after he ascended back to the Father, he was installed as a great high priest.
因为他升到父神那里成为我们的大祭司。
And he begins this wonderful work of building his church.
他就开始了这奇妙建造他教会的工作。
And this is a description of how he began this work.
这里就记载到他怎么样开始这个工作。
You know, dear brothers, when you read carefully the record of God's word,
所以弟兄姐妹们,我们若仔细读神的话,
Matthew 16, the Lord Jesus said, I will build my church.
马太福音第16章主耶稣说,我要建造我的教会。
But I think if you carefully search the rest of Matthew and even into the other Gospels,
但如果你仔细地读马太福音,甚至其他的福音书,
there's never once a mention of the Lord Jesus building his church.
从来没有讲到主耶稣建了他的教会。
While he was here on the earth, when he was in his physical natural body,
当他在地上的时候,有肉身的时候,
he didn't build the church. It was only after he ascended,
只有等他升天以后,
and sat down at the right hand of majesty,
坐在了高天至大者的右边,
as the great high priest,
如同我们的大祭司,
he began this great work of building his church, the house of God.
然后他就开始了这建造教会, 神的家的伟大事工。
Now, here's what I think is very, very important.
这是我的看见。
Especially when we consider together who the Holy Spirit is.
特别是我们在这里一同来思想谁是圣灵的时候。
Who was sent to do this work of building the church?
到底谁蒙了差遣来做这个建造教会的工作?
What is his name?
他的名字是什么?
His name is Elon Parakleton.
他的名字就是宝惠师。
The Spirit of Truth.
就真理的灵。
The Spirit of Life.
生命的灵,
the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
是智慧启示的灵,
the Spirit of Christ.
基督的灵,
all of these descriptions that we find in the Word of God. This is the same Holy Spirit who came upon these 120 believers. They had been obedient to their Lord. Now, as best I can understand, brothers and sisters, when we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul is telling us about how the Lord, after his resurrection, appeared to different ones. And he says that at one time he appeared to about 500 brethren.
他讲到说有一次叫主将500个人显现。
Now I believe what we have there is what we have described for us in Acts chapter 1.
我相信那里所讲的就是,
they had gathered together on the Mount of Olives. The Lord spoke to them about waiting for the Holy Spirit. And he told them, he instructed them regarding the kingdom of God. And mentioned some other things. But then, brothers and sisters,
那接下来呢?
They went back and they waited.
所以他们回到耶路撒冷在那里等候。
Now, let's remember,
让我们记得,
if we're right in our understanding, there were about 500 brethren there on the Mount of Olives on that day. About 500. How many went back and waited? How many went back and were obedient to what he told them to do? What does the record tell us in Acts chapter 1?
使徒行传第一章告诉我们怎么
About 120.
他说大概有120位。
Now where's the other 380?
另外的380位到哪里去了？
Brothers and sisters, they were not obedient.
弟兄姐妹们，他们没有顺服。
But hallelujah.
但 hallelujah.
There were some humble brothers and sisters.
但有一些谦卑的弟兄姐妹。
Who obeyed him.
他们顺服他。
Who went back to Jerusalem.
他们回到耶路撒冷。
And they waited.
他们等候。
And as far as I can see, the Lord Jesus didn't tell them how long to wait.
那照我的了解，主耶稣并没有告诉他们要等多久。
He told them to go back and to wait.
他只是告诉他们是要到那里等候。
Now you notice here in verse 1 of chapter 2.
你看到一下，在第二章第一节。
Luke says, and when the day of Pentecost was come.
圣经讲到说，在五旬节到了。
A better way, I think, to translate that is that when the day of Pentecost was being fulfilled.
我觉得更好的翻译是五旬节满足的时候。
You know, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
that the feast of Passover was fulfilled when our Lord Jesus became the Lamb of God on that cross.
我们知道逾越节当我们主耶稣钉死十字架之后，逾越节就成就了。
And if you go back to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23,
你再到回到利未记的二十三章
they are told that 50 days after they are to takethey are to gather in the harvest from the grain.
月节后的五十天，他们要一同聚集，要收割节，庆祝收割节。
50 days.
五十天。
Now, what does the word Pentecost mean?
那这个字五旬是什么意思？
Anybody been to Washington D.C.?
有没有人去过华盛顿 D.C.?
You been there? You know about the Pentagon?
你们去过那个五角大厦吗？你们听过五角大厦？
What is the Pentagon?
五角大厦是什么？
How many sides does the Pentagon have?
五角大厦有几个边？
How many?
几个边？
Five.
五个边。
So Pentecost means 50.
所以
50 days after the Lord Jesus was crucified and raised from the dead,
所以五十天，主耶稣升天
之后，五十天。The Holy Spirit came down and fulfilled the promise of the Father.
所以圣灵就降临，成就了神所允许的。
Now I know that this is probably not a good question.
我知道这个问题可能不是。
But it's one that enters my thinking.
但我现在想到了一个问题。
What if there had been nobody there on that day?
如果那个时候没有人在那里。
What if nobody but obeyed their Lord and went back to Jerusalem and waited?
如果没有人顺服了主，回到耶路撒冷，在那里等候怎么办
？Now I told you it was a foolish question.、Okay?
当然我知道这个问题没有什么意义。
Because it's hypothetical.
因为这只是纯粹讲的。
But I want to emphasize something.
我只是要强调一件事。
The importance of them being obedient to their Lord.
是一个顺服主的重要。
And I'm just suggesting to us, this is the same condition that we need to find ourselves into.
我只是在跟弟兄姐妹讲，这也是我们需要能够顺服的地方。
You know, in Acts chapter 5,
那使徒行传第五章
，Luke says,
路加这样讲
，Actually, it's Peter who's preaching.
不过是。彼得在讲到的时候
that God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him.
神是圣灵给那顺服他的人。
Now, are we prepared to learn that lesson of obedience?
我们是不是预备好了怎么学习这个顺服的功课？
See, are we willing to take the Word of God and discover what is required of us?
我们是不是愿意读圣经来了解神要求我们做什么？
Do we understand what our responsibility is in this matter of being filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们知不知道在这个被圣灵充满的世上，我们所当尽的本分？
Do you think it just should happen no matter what?
你是不是觉得不管怎么样都会发生？
Regardless of my condition,
跟我自己做
事没关系。Regardless of whether I have faith or not,
不论我有没有信心。
Regardless of whether I believe and obey, it makes no difference.
不论我自己相不相信，不论我自己信不信，顺不顺服。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Before you can be filled, you have to first be emptied.
你要在被充满之前，你需要被倒空。
You can't fill a vessel that's already full.
你不能够充满一个已经满了的。
And you'll please forgive me if I'm unkind in my remark, okay?
如果我讲的如果不客气的话，请你原谅我。
But the reason some of us are not experiencing this fullness is because there's too much in us that hinders us from being our experience.
我想我们当中有些人之所以不能够被圣灵充满，乃是因为我们被许多别的东西充满。
Those dear 120 brothers and sisters,
在这里的那些所亲爱的120位弟兄姐妹们
，their life belonged to the Lord Jesus.
他们的生命属乎主。
And even though they didn't know what was going to happen,
他们虽然不知道会怎么样，在耶路撒冷发生什么事
，they obeyed him.
他们顺服他
，they believed him.
他们相信他
，they went there.
他们到了那里
，and the wonderful result was they were all filled.
所以他们都被圣灵充满
，individually they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
每一个人都被圣灵充满
And there's unbelievable blessings that came.
在这里有一个难以置信的祝福赐下。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have time. I got 3 minutes.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们没有时间。
And I have 13 things I'd like for us to consider out of the book of Acts.
我们有只剩下三分钟，但我有13件事情想说。
Maybe some of you are willing to meet me here at 12 o'clock tonight, huh?
所以也许有的人想。
But it's so wonderful, my brothers and sisters.
但弟兄姐妹，这真的非常奇妙。
What God did in the lives of those simple believers.
神在这些简单的信徒身上所做的事情。
Miracle after miracle after miracle.
一个神迹接着一个神迹接着一个神迹。
And hallelujah, our God is still in the miracle producing business.
那哈利路亚，我们的神仍然。
The Holy Spirit is prepared to do the same thing in His people today as He did back there in the Book of Acts.
圣灵今日仍然愿意向他的百姓行，如同他在五旬节所行的事。
But there is a condition, there are requirements, there are things that we need to be responsible with.
但它有一个条件，要有一个要求，有一个是我们自己所当做的事。
Let me mention just one of them because we don't have time. I'm not going to take your time this afternoon.
那我们没有什么时间讲，让我讲一件事。
But let me just mention one miracle of miracles.
让我讲一个神迹中的神迹。
Look in chapter 2.
看一下第二章。
Where is it? That's chapter 4, I believe.
应该在第四章。
Let's see. Lord help me. Well, I can't find it right now, okay, because I didn't write it down on my paper here.
因为现在我一下找不到,
you know what said of them?
那圣经怎么讲?
3,120 believers.
有3,000的门徒。
3,120 Jewish believers.
3,120个犹太的基督徒。
Now, don't you interpret me as somehow saying something negative about my Jewish friends, okay?
我在这里并不是要批评我犹太人的这些基督徒。
But if you know some people who have Hebrew background, who are Jewish,
但你知道那些有犹太背景的人,
you know that there are people who don't always agree with one another.
你要知道他们是
Someone says, you get two Jewish people together, you have a problem.
有人这样讲,
you get three together, you have a riot.
你三个人在一起就有暴动。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们,
do you know the result of the Holy Spirit coming upon those dear people there?
你知道圣灵降临以后在他们身上行了什么事吗?
It says, and they were all of one heart. And one mind.
他说他们3,000多人都是一心一意。
Now listen.
听着。
Let's just, if we took five of us who are here.
如果我们把我们当中找五个人放在那里。
And we got in a room over here.
然后把他们关到这房间里。
And there was a very important issue before us.
那有一个非常重要的问题要讨论。
How long do you think it would take for five of us using our natural minds to come to an agreement about what should be done?
那你想这五个人在一起要花多久的时间我们能够彼此同意呢?
All right, forget about the five over there, okay?
你不要讲这个五个人。
Forget about the five in the room.
不要讲这五个人。
What about in the assembly where you gather?
好，现在我们自己的聚会。
You get five of you together, you immediately are able to come to the right conclusion.
那随便找五个人谈同样的事，马上都有一致的看法。
Now, brothers and sisters, let me ask us a very important question.
要问一个非常重要的问题。
Does the Holy Spirit who indwells me have a problem with the Holy Spirit who indwells you?
在我里面内住的圣灵是不是也在你里面内住的圣灵是同一个人?
Does the Holy Spirit who indwells you disagree with the Holy Spirit who lives in me?
那在你里面内住的圣灵会跟我里面内住的圣灵彼此争斗吗?
Then why do we disagree?
那为什么我们会不同意呢?
You know, when you get to Acts chapter 15,
我们看到使徒行传第15章,
they had a major problem.
他们有一个重大的问题,
and the problem was the Jews wanted everybody to become Jews before they became Christians.
这个问题就是这些犹太人觉得每一个人都要先成为犹太人才能够,
so some of the apostles came from other churches, came to Jerusalem, and they gathered the whole church together.
所以有些使徒们从不同的地方来到耶路撒冷，大家聚在一起。
And they had a heated debate about this matter.
他们有一个非常激烈的辩论。
And then the elders and the apostles got together in another place.
所以那些使徒跟长老们到了另外一个地方。
And you remember as they fellowshipped about this matter.
他们在那里交通。
That's a kind way of describing what was happening.
那这个讲的是很客气。
They had a very difficult time with each other.
其实他们的争议很大。
And here they are trying to come to a conclusion.
现在他们要得到同样的结论。
And it's James, the brother of our Lord Jesus,
那主的兄弟雅各,
who's used by the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵所带,
to speak God's word into that situation.
在这个时候说出神的心意。
And they were instructed to write a letter to all the churches.
那他叫他们写封信给所有的教会。
And when you begin to read that letter that they wrote,
那你在读那个信,
you know what it says?
他怎么讲?
It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
他说, 圣灵看为好, 我们也看为好。
The order is important.
这个顺序很重要。
It seemed good first to the Holy Spirit.
先是圣灵所看
为好。And then somehow the Holy Spirit in us helped us to agree with Him.
然后在我们里面的圣灵就让我们能够跟他来同意。
This is the way we should solve our problem.
那这是我们怎么来解决问题的方法。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄,
as long as I and you are in the body of Christ, there will be problems.
那只要我们在基督这个身里面就会有争执。
No amens, huh?
没有人讲阿们。
No amens.
没有人讲。
As long as you're in the body of Christ and I am in the body of Christ, there are going to be problems.
只要你在基督的身体里，我在基督的身体里，就会有问题。
Amen. You can say it louder.
你可以大声讲。
Amen.
Amen.
We are a problem.
我们就是问题。
In and of ourselves, we are a problem.
我们自己这个人就是问题。
But what is the solution?
那解决在哪里呢？
Our brother mentioned this morning how we are divided into thousands and thousands and thousands of groups.
那我们的弟兄今天早上讲说，我们当中被分成多少了多少的小组。
In Brazil, there's more than 3,000 denominations.
在巴西有超过3000个的宗派。
Are you going to try to convince me that that's the work of the Holy Spirit?
那你要告诉我说那个是圣灵的工作吗?
This is our Lord Jesus building His church.
这是主耶稣的工作吗?
Brothers and sisters, you can't convince me.
那弟兄姐妹们, 我,
I don't think that is any evidence that our Lord Jesus is the one who's in charge of building His church.
我觉得这样子看不出来主耶稣是那位建造教会的。
I told a brother today that we have a very interesting word in Portuguese.For the word mess.
在我跟我们弟兄讲，我们在破碎地里面有一个很有意思的字。
You know what a mess is?
你知道那个 mess?
It's mess when I try to cook in my house.
当我在煮的时，在家里煮饭。
Once in a while, my wife is able to convince me to fix the meal.
那有偶尔我太太会说服我叫我煮饭。
And the reason she even mentions it is because she forgot the mess I made the last time I cooked.
那他会叫我煮饭，就是因为他忘掉了上次我弄的是怎么样弄的一团糟。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，We are experts at making messes.
我们就是会把事情弄得一团糟。
And in Portuguese, there's a word I like it very much.
在葡萄牙文里面有一个很好的字。
The word is bagunça.
那个字就是 bagunça.
It means a mess.
它的意思就是乱七八糟。
How do we describe the situation that's been created among us as God's people?
在神的百姓当中，这样的光景，我们怎么讲呢
？How do we describe it？
我们怎么样来描述
？How do we explain it？
我们怎么解释
？And what is the solution？
解
I'm glad to report. I'm sorry, my brother. I'm glad to report this afternoon there is a wonderful solution.
那今天下午，我很高兴的向大家宣告，是有解决的。
Let the Holy Spirit help us.
那圣灵来帮助我们。
Let's learn how to relate to one another.Holy Spirit to Holy Spirit, and let's die to all this thing of our old Adamic nature.
那我们彼此能够按着里面内住的圣灵来相交，好叫我们这个老我们死去。
I want to make an appeal to you, brothers and sisters, who gather together in different places.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们无论在各处聚会
，Let me encourage you.
让我勉励你们。
Become simple.
让过个单纯。
You know when it becomes complex.
当复杂的时候
It's evidence, brothers and sisters, that we have put our clammy hands on the situation.
那表示说我们想自己来控制了。
Now that doesn't mean there's not going to be problems.
那并不代表说一定没有问题。
The way there's fewer problems is for you and me to somehow go to an island by ourselves.
那要真的没有问题，那只有我们自己去孤岛上住。
But why do we solve these problems?
问题一定有，但怎么解决问题
how do we cooperate with our blessed Lord?
我们怎么样与主同工?
How do we become the material the Lord uses to build His house?
我们怎么样能够成为主所用来建造他教会的器皿?
How can we be effective workers together with Him?
我们怎么样能够彼此能够帮助成为有效的工人?
Brothers and sisters, there's only one way.
所以弟兄姐妹们，只有一个办法。
We need to know the Holy Spirit.
我们必须认识圣灵。
And we need to allow Him to continue to fill us with who He is.
我们必须要能够让他按着他自己的本性来充满我们。
So I'd like to make an appeal.
所以我在这里要向你求,
especially to those of you who have some responsibility of oversight.
特别是那些要在教会当中带领的。
Seek to understand in a fuller way what the ministry of the Holy Spirit is.
能够真正的更多的更深的了解圣灵的工作。
The day of Pentecost was something that happened that doesn't need to be repeated.
在五旬节所发生的事情可以再发生。
The same way that Calvary does not need to be repeated.
不一定需要再发生，好像主耶稣钉十字架不一定要再发生。
The day of Pentecost does not need to be repeated.
五旬节也不一定需要再重新发生。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们,
even though our blessed Lord died for me 2,000 years ago,
但是我们的救主2000年替我死,
it was only in 1958 that I experienced the reality of what He did for me.
但一直等到1958年，我才真正经历这件事。
He didn't have to die again.
他没有再死一次。
I experienced what He accomplished there.
但我在那个时候才经历他所做的事情。
By faith.
在信心里面领受。
Same thing is true about Pentecost.
这五旬节也是一样。
Our Lord Jesus doesn't have to pour out the Holy Spirit again.
主耶稣不需要再将圣灵倾倒出来。
I know some of our songs sometimes can be misleading.
我知道有些诗歌可能有点,
and I think we need to be careful.
误导, 我们要小心。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们,
in the same way that you and I experienced the reality of Calvary,
好像我们怎么样经历在加略站的时期,
by faith,
在信心里面经历,
we can experience the reality of Pentecost.
同样我们也可以经历在五旬节的,
You can't have another Calvary and another Pentecost.
在经历里面我们可以再有一个加略山，再有一个五旬节。
But you can experience for yourself.
这是我们自己的经历。
The reality of what happened there.
是能够经历那个时候发生的事。
And you can experience Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
你可以经历我们的主耶稣是那位用圣灵施洗的。
Who is this for? Just for a few people?
I'm sorry.
Who is this experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit for? Is it for everybody or just a few people?
这个经历是给谁的? 这个只是给几个人的吗?
It's for you.
是给你的。
It's for you.
是给你的。
And you need to get clear about what you need to do.
那你自己要很清楚知道你要做什么。
So can be your experience.
所以你也能够经历这样。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
I don't think it's right for me to give my testimony about it.
我觉得我不应该讲我自己。
But I can just say to you.
但我可以告诉你们。
Don't go on without it.
不要做一个没有圣灵的。
It's that pearl of great price.
那这是一个重价的珍珠,
for the kingdom of God.
这是神国度里面重价的珍珠,
it's something we need very much.
是我们真正需要的,
and it's free.
而且是白白赐给我们的,
but it costs you everything.
那同样也需要买到一切,
it's free, but you have to give yourself 100%.
它是免费的,
so I don't think you have any question in your heart.
所以在你的心里面有什么问题?
That this gray-headed brother,
那这个已经头发已经花白的弟兄,
wants you to know the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
真是盼望你能够经历这样子圣灵的工作。
Have the beginning experience,
有没有这样子的经历,
and continue to be filled.
而且要能够继续的有这样子。
That's why in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18,
这就是为什么以弗所书5章8节,
Paul says, don't go getting drunk with wine.
说不要醉酒。
This only leads to greater problems.
因为这是带出更多问题。
But rather than getting drunk with wine, do what?
那不要醉酒, 乃是要怎么样?
Keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit.
乃是要被圣灵充满。
This is the experience that every child of God should be having.
这是一个每一个神的儿女都需要能够掌握的真理。
Spend some time thinking about it.
花一点时间想一下。
Spend some time talking to the Lord about it.
花点时间向神祷告。
Give Him a chance to talk to you.
让他来对你说话。
Take your Bible and open it. And if you have to discipline yourself to begin looking at some of these verses that we've mentioned, do it, brothers and sisters. Please forgive me for taking so much time. I appreciate your patience and your love. So may the Lord be merciful to us. Let's pray. Father, again, we want to rejoice in the great love that you have for us. And we're glad to know, or getting to know, that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. And Lord, it tells us in your word that you give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Now, Lord, we want to learn how. What does the condition of our heart need to be like when we ask for this wonderful gift? Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.